Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We have some major breaking news. The Trump administration seems to be rapidly crumbling from the inside after some top officials are not feeling so good about the brazen Epstein cover-up. For example, Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino, who is a former right-wing podcast host, and I'm sure he'll be a podcast host after this is all over again, but he disappeared today. He didn't show up, and people were wondering, did he quit? Is he still working for us? And apparently, he's just taking the day off because he had a clash with Attorney General Pam Bondi that was quite nasty. This reads, Scoop, FBI's Dan Bongino clashes with AG Bondi over handling of Epstein files, and he just didn't show up the next day. This comes off the back of the FBI and the Attorney General Pam Bondi releasing 12 hours of footage with 1 minute missing. Then Pam Bondi lies to the face of the American people by saying a few months ago she has the Epstein list on her desk and apparently it's now gone. This brings us to an article that was released today that reads, metadata shows the FBI's raw Jeffrey Epstein prison video was likely modified. This is part of the reason why Dan Bongino was pissed, because it was the worst cover-up I think I've ever seen. There is no evidence the footage was deceptively manipulated, but ambiguities around how the video was processed may further fuel conspiracy theories. Now check this out. The DOJ this week released nearly 11 hours of what it described as the full raw surveillance footage from a camera position near Jeffrey Epstein's prison cell the night before he was found dead. The release was intended to address conspiracy theories about Epstein's apparent suicide, but instead of putting those suspicions to rest, it may fuel them further. Do you know how many damn Trump pundits, famous people like Andrew Schultz, right-wing comedians, right-wing gamers, podcasters who have come out over the past few days and said, this is unacceptable, this cover-up is unacceptable, and this is a perfect case of Trump being hoisted by his own petard, because he's the one who in a top-down way claimed during the election cycle he was going to release the files, he was going to release the tapes, he was going to make sure that the Democrats went away. He even listed a few names. He would say Bill Clinton has to be in the tapes, so now Trump supporters are wondering, who are you covering for? Who the hell are you covering for? We're all wondering that, and it's pretty obvious, especially when they release this 12-hour tape with 1 minute missing. Metadata embedded in the video and analyzed by Wired and independent video forensic experts show that rather than being a direct export from the prison surveillance system, the footage was modified, likely using the professional editing tool Adobe Premiere Pro. That's what we use to edit this show. The file appears to have been assembled from at least two source clips, saved multiple times, exported, and then uploaded to the DOJ's website where it was presented as raw footage. Meaning, rather than taking this directly off the tape and putting it online, they first put it in an editing software. I know how to use this editing software because it's the same one that we use on a daily basis to make this show, and you can tell when something is edited through the software because of the metadata embedded in the video. Now, this brings me perfectly over to this. FBI Dan Bongino clashes with AG Bondi because this was part of the catalyst. FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino took a day off from work Friday after clashing at the White House with Attorney General Pam Bondi over their handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files. Four sources familiar with the conflict told Axios, I'm sure on the condition of anonymity, but how much must this hurt? You build your whole career being a conspiracy podcaster who says, we're going to release the tapes, we're going to release the files. Here's Bongino on his own podcast in 2023 versus him now in 2025.
Listen, that Jeffrey Epstein story is a big deal. Please do not let that story go. Keep your eye on it. Catherine Rumler, I want you. We need to keep the heat on this case, folks. There are a lot of people who are knee-deep in the Washington swamp who are not telling you the truth about serious allegations out there that Epstein may have had video and audio of people out there doing things they shouldn't have been doing. And you should be asking yourself the question, how is it that all these people, CIA director, the Obama fixer, Bill Clinton, all intersected paths with Jeffrey Epstein? Jeffrey Epstein isn't with us anymore, and nobody seems to want to talk about it. outside of a few entrepreneurial media outlets saying, hey, this is a big deal.
He killed himself. You want me to get, I've seen that
before. He's like, don't ask any questions. Now that I've seen it, don't ask any questions. To continue this article right here, the dispute erupted Wednesday amid the fallout of the administration walking back its claims about Epstein by determining the convicted sex offender didn't have a celebrity client list and that he wasn't murdered in his New York City prison cell in 2019. Bongino didn't come to work Friday, leading some insiders to believe that he had quit. Apparently, he just disappeared. No one really knew where he was, but administration officials then said he's still on the job, even as the internal tension over the Epstein case continues. Boy, what a cabinet full of children. At the center of the argument, a surveillance video from outside Epstein's cell that the administration released saying it was proof no one had entered the room before he killed himself. The 10-hour video had what has widely been called a missing minute, fueling conspiracy theories in MAGA's online world about a cover-up involving Epstein's death. The missing minute, authorities say, stemmed from an old surveillance recording system that goes down each day at midnight to reset and record anew. But that's odd. Bongino, who had pushed the Epstein conspiracy theories as MAGA-friendly podcast host before President Trump appointed him, had found the video and touted it publicly and privately as proof that Epstein hadn't been murdered. That conclusion, shared by FBI Director Kash Patel, another conspiracy theorist turned insider, angered many in Trump's MAGA base, criticism that increased after Axios first reported the release of the video and a related memo. After the video's missing minute was discovered, Bongino was blamed internally for the oversight, according to three sources. So he's the one that found the video. He was proud of it. And then they were like, we're going to blame you for the missing minute. And it is his fault. It's his fault for doing all of this. They're all just insiders now. They are the deep state. Two sources familiar with Bongino's position say he was increasingly displeased with Bondi's handling of the Epstein case because she had publicly overpromised and underdelivered. Classic Trump, classic Elon, classic everyone in this admin. They had underdelivered disclosures about an Epstein client list that never existed. MAGA influencer Laura Loomer, a Bondi critic, first reported Friday on X that Bongino left work and that he and Patel were furious with the way Bondi handled the case. Here's what Laura Loomer said herself. Scoop. FBI Director Kash Patel and Dan Bongino are livid with Bondi over her DOJ memo and the lack of transparency from her office regarding the Jeffrey Epstein files. Sources tell me Dan Bongino is taking the day off today from his job as Deputy Director of the FBI, and there is now speculation on whether or not he'll return to his job over his disgust with Blondie's, that's what they call Pam Blondie, or Bondi, Bondi's lack of transparency in handling of the Epstein files. Pam Blondie, says Laura Loomer, has brought the total embarrassment to President Trump, J.D. Vance, Dan Bongino, Kash Patel. No. MAGA keeps doing this thing where they place all of the blame on Pam Blondie. The buck stops with Donald Trump. Pam Blondie didn't bring embarrassment on the rest of the admin. These people all, in a coordinated way, are covering this up. I'm going to leave it at that. If you appreciate these videos we make, drop a like below. We're going to continue to punch back against MAGA. I love all of you, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.